The Story of the Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who lived with their mother in the country. They were good and enjoyed playing all day long. Life was very happy. One day, their mother called them together and told them it was time they all went out into the world to seek their fortunes. She gave each one of them a knapsack filled with sandwiches, clothing, and some money, and their musical instruments to play when they were alone. She told them not to eat all their food at once, to be careful of their best clothes, and to work hard and not spend all their money at once. Each little pig kissed his mother and set off down the path, waving goodbye as he went. "We must keep a lookout for the big bad wolf," said one little pig. "I'm frightened of him." "Oh, don't be silly," said his brother. "He hasn't been seen for ages. I'm not afraid."
"Neither am I," said the second little pig.
"I shall be careful," said the third brother. At last they reached the open country, with fields ready for planting, and others with cattle grazing in the grassy meadows. One little pig said,
"I shall stay here and build myself a house. I think I'll build it of grass."
As he cut the fresh grass from the nearby field, his two brothers walked on. The house was soon finished, and he was so pleased with it. He took out his trumpet and he played a merry tune. He was so happy and thought himself a clever pig in his nice new home. The little pig did not know that someone had heard his merry tune. The wolf crept up to the door and in a disguised voice cried,
"I'm a poor sheep who is lost. Let me in, please."
But Piggy guessed who was outside. "No," he cried.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," shouted the wolf.
He took a deep breath and blew until all the grass had been tossed by the wind and the house was no more. Piggy wasted no time in tears at the loss of his home, but ran as fast as he could to catch up with his brothers. Meanwhile, the second little piggy had found a lovely place near some trees.
"This is where I shall build my house."
Spying a nearby rick, he decided to make his house of straw. When it was finished, it smelt sweet and clean, and he was delighted with his skill. Once inside, he took out his drum and banged a gay tune. Boom, boom, bang, a bang. He was very happy, and he didn't know that his brother was running to warn him of the dangerous wolf.
"Hurry, hurry," he cried, out of breath. "Get inside your house. The big bad wolf is coming. He's just blown down my lovely grass house, and he's chasing me. Go quick, let me in."
And his brother opened the door. All too soon, they heard the pad of the wolf's feet as he approached the door.
"I'm a poor sheep with nowhere to sleep," he bleated. "Let me in to shelter with you."
"No, by the hair of your chinny chin chin," cried the pigs. "We know who you are."
"I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down too," shouted Wolf, and took a deep breath.
Once again, he huffed and puffed until the straw was blown away and the house was no more. Both little pigs waited no longer. They ran and ran to find their elder brother, hoping he could give them shelter. All this while, the third piggy had bought bricks with the money his mother had given him, and working hard all day, built himself a strong house with windows and a heavy door. He laid each brick carefully in position, filling the cracks with mortar so that everything was solid and firm. He set the chimney carefully in place, fixed a padlock on the door, and then began to paint the inside of the house. At last his home was ready, spick and span. He ate his sandwiches, then spent the rest of his money on furniture to make his home comfortable, and settled down to play a tune on his flute. Though he felt tired, he was proud of his strong, safe house and wondered if his brothers were all right in their homes of grass and straw. He was glad his was of brick, for it would last a long time. he decided to make some tea, read his book, and go to bed early. Outside in the dark, his two little brothers, feeling hungry and forlorn, were running down the road. They saw the lights twinkling from a house and decided to seek shelter, for they knew the wolf was not far behind.
"Why, it is our brother!"
they cried in surprise when they peeped in the window and saw him sitting by the fire.
"Come in, come in," he said when he heard their voices. "But what brings you here at this hour? What has happened?"
They told him their stories and how the big bad wolf had blown away their homes.
"Oh, stay as long as you wish," said their elder brother.
Later on, the big bad wolf found the house and saw the three little pigs through a chink in the curtain. He walked round, trying the door and window, but could not get in. He must think of a plan to get inside the house and capture the pigs. Once more, he knocked on the door and called out,
"Is anyone at home to give shelter to a poor, hungry sheep?"
When the three little pigs heard that voice, they knew who was outside. They huddled together in the living room by the fire. No one opened the door, so the wolf became very angry indeed. He marched round to the other side of the house, where he huffed and puffed, but he could not blow the little house down, because it was made of bricks. Breathless and furious, the wolf banged on all the windows and doors, shouting to be let in. The little pigs were safe, and they did not move.
"By the hair of my chinny-chin-chin," Big Bad Wolf cried, "I'll have you for my supper yet."
The angry wolf took a ladder and climbed up onto the roof. He would come down the chimney. One little pig bravely looked out of the window and saw the wolf on the ladder. They must block the chimney, fast. The eldest piggy told his brother to make the biggest fire they could manage, and the three of them ran to and fro carrying coal and wood to put on the blaze. Soon a fine roaring flame was racing up the chimney. "Now for the cauldron," said Piggy, and they carried in a huge iron pot which they filled with water. The heat was so intense, it was not long before the water began to bubble and boil in the cauldron. The pigs sat and waited. They were ready for the wolf to come down the chimney, if he dared. They could hear him clambering up the ladder, and then pushing and squeezing himself into the opening of the chimney.
"Oh dear, what will happen now?"
whispered the smallest piggy, who was really scared of the wolf.
"Never fear, he will not catch us," answered his brothers. "We're quite safe here."
Suddenly, they heard a swishing sound, and then there was a great big splash. Before they knew it, the wolf had landed in the cauldron of boiling water.
"Help! Eek!"
he screamed and struggled in his rage, but the heat overcame him, and he disappeared in a cloud of steam and was never seen again. The three little pigs were so happy. They danced and sang to their musical instruments and had a wonderful party. They decided they would all live together in the brick house, and so they did, living happily ever afterwards.